Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good afternoon. God, it's wet and windy today.
Isn't it?
Really is. Do I smell of dog? I got caught in the rain earlier.
Oh, no.
A little bit.
Not
you know
really.
That wet dog smell?
I know that smell.
Your hair does.
Does it?
Yeah.
I'm not close enough to sniff you, and I think I might pass.
A right mess today. When you get your hair, like when you're stuck in the rain, it's, look at me. Oh my God, look at you. With that fright wig you've got on.
You look a bit like, hair-wise.
Careful.
No. Hair-wise, the mad professor in Back to the Future.
Do a bit, actually. Fluff up a bit more there.
Only how it's come out on the...
Yeah, you do.
That's not that bad, is it?
Well, someone outside went, George Clooney hair a minute ago. Is that...
Oh, I'd take that as a compliment.
Did they?
No. Doc from Back to the Future.
Somebody likened you to George Clooney?
No, only
do
like...
me a favour.
No, they were doing it as a joke.
Oh, how terrible that must
no,
be,
No, I don't
Scott.
Mean it like that. They were just like, well, look at your hair, looks like George Clooney. As if they were taking the mic.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Chappers, you really should say something about Becky's new look, because she's made an effort.
I did actually just say to her that she was looking very nice today.
The
was
hair
she
all... wasn't part of the look.
No,
that
no.
just sort of detracted from the look.
But we decided she... it's more Justin Lee Collins.
Oh, I think that...
The way you've flattened yours down, it's quite Matt Horn at the moment.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's definitely not George Clooney.
No.
But when she came around to this side of the desk where I could see her whole outfit, I said, oh, she looked very nice. Was she going out tonight?
You've got a few new clothes, haven't you?
Well, no, basically... At the weekend, I went shopping.
Well, yes, they are, because they're different.
Okay, yeah. So basically, I decided I needed a new look, because I was looking a bit scruffy. So I went and bought a few pairs of boots and shoes and stuff and loads more clothes. But then, as I said to the one that doesn't speak when I came in yesterday, you can't come back in on the Monday after you've bought loads of clothes on the weekend wearing your whole new look, because it just draws loads of attention to you. So you have to like introduce each piece separately throughout the week, and then by the end of the week, I'll have my new look, but it won't be such a shock to you.
What will you look like at the end of the week?
So at the
you'd be wearing that red lace thing that Lady Gaga wore to the VMAs.
No, but I couldn't shock you on the Monday with my whole new look because you. No, I'm not wearing that.
Just found a picture of her.
Oh yeah,
that's what you're going to look
it's
like
got
on
like
Friday.
A spiky red headdress.
Yeah, and the bridal headdress and the red lace.
Yeah.
Are you assuming? Do you think we would have spotted a whole new?
Oh yes, if I'd worn the entire outfit yesterday, you would have all. Yeah,
no, I think I would have noticed.
Yeah, whereas if I just wear the boots today and then maybe wear something different tomorrow, then by Friday I reckon I can let it
loose. Can you tell us what tomorrow's outfit?
No.
What are you going to reveal tomorrow?
People understand. It's like you can't just suddenly come in wearing a whole new look because you get loads of...
So what are you treating us to tomorrow?
I'm not going to tell you.
Let's have a look. So there's this new skirt,
no,
is it?
It's just the boots. You can only wear one piece at a time.
Do you spend that... So if I... So do you, you know what might be new on me?
Yeah.
Right.
If you had a new... top or something, I'd know instantly. I'm always saying about your new trainer, Scott.
Mm. Also, Chappers, have a look at the boots.
Yeah, I know. I
do really... they remind you of anyone from a TV show? Because she's worried about this.
No, they don't.
They're
I know.
Black cowboy boots,
yeah.
And I'm a bit worried. I was walking down the road and some weird old man like winked at me and I thought, oh no, I look like Nessa from Gavin and Stacey.
You don't, they're not the same.
Podcast.
A lot of people agreeing with you, mostly girls, saying that Lisa's saying that's right. If she buys new clothes, just reveals one a day, one item a day over a whole week, so you don't like blow it all at once. And it's good because you can wear a different accessory or out, you know, change of outfit every day, which is what you're going to treat us to every day this week. I can't wait.
Wow. Is it going to be the top next?
Hmm.
Is that what we're going to see tomorrow?
For instance, this person says when they changed their look to a Viking, they started with the sandals on the Monday, like, did it over a fortnight, and then by the time you get to the helmet, no one like really notices.
Well, I'll take their word for it.
I've never tried to be a Viking.
No, me neither. That's why I'll listen to them.
Also, someone
but
says...
But if you went with the helmet first, it'd be obvious that you were going to become a Viking. That's why you have to leave it to last.
Someone says, I know where she got the boots from. That's just a random text that came in to 8199, which I think sounds like one of those rubbish teen flicks that I would quite enjoy watching. I know where she got the boots from. Starring Lindsay Lohan. And one that I would actually quite enjoy, I think.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
I'm going away for a few days next week.
Oh, are you?
So it's going to be Sarah Cox from Monday, just for a few days. Monday to Friday.
But your flatmate's still at yours, haven't you?
Yeah, I am.
And a big dog.
I am going away, but there is a massive dog in my house, and also my flatmate is staying here, so the house will be guarded, I would say, pretty much round the clock. Yeah. So, hi, burglars, don't even think about
it. You've got a really impressive security system as well, haven't you?
Yeah. Hello.
So,
I'm going on Sunday, okay?
Where are you going?
I don't want to say.
Why?
Just because I just think if I reveal too much, then it does increase the chance of burglars.
But it is a hotel room somewhere where you'll just sit in and watch DVDs.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It's not so much DVDs, it's just normally the TV that I watch.
So you can't tell us where you're going?
Well, I can if you want, but I'm going to Dubai.
Right.
Okay?
Yes.
But not that place where Danny was.
Right.
On X Factor.
No.
Yeah. Because I think people who haven't been there go, God, it must all be like that. Really not. But, it'll be fun. But I'm going with a few mates. Going on Sunday, I think this is a real mum thing. She texted me last night, okay? Mm-hmm. Bearing in mind, last night was Monday.
Yeah.
I'm going on Sunday. She asked me if I've packed yet. Does that happen a lot? Because I don't know about you, I pack literally on
the Saturday night.
Yeah, or even I've been known to do, if I'm going on the Sunday, I can do it on that morning. It's just packing a few clothes in a bag, isn't it?
Yeah, you don't need to pack a week in advance.
No.
You might need to think now about what you're going to wash so that you don't have to take loads of dirty stuff with you, but I wouldn't plan further.
You could still do the wash on Saturday.
I just think she's over-worrying the situation a little bit.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
I think it's a boy-girl thing. Boys generally pack the day before or even on the day.
Yeah,
I
definitely.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Laura.
What are you saying, Laura?
Well, I have to completely disagree with you because I went to Australia for 3 weeks in the summer and I had a practice pack about a week before I left.
Tell me, what does a practice pack involve, please?
Well, it's just getting everything, because I've obviously got my list written of everything that I want to take.
Yeah, so you have a list already?
You have to have a list.
When do you do the list? Is that the week before the practice pack?
Oh, that's a good couple of weeks before.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Well, just to make sure that you remember. Yeah.
Well, it's just in case, because you're always thinking of things that you need to take. So if you've got a list, then you know you won't forget them.
So a month before you go to Australia for 3 weeks, you've written a list of things that you're going to take.
Yeah, and then about a week before I leave, I get everything out, make sure it's washed and, ironed and stuff, and then put it in my bag just to make sure that I've got enough room.
And then take it all out of the bag again?
Yeah, because if there's not enough room, then I have to rethink my strategy.
Okay, well, that's really organised of you. I couldn't be bothered.
But then once you've taken everything out of the bag again, then what do you do?
Well, you just leave it to the side, because you might want to wear it on a special occasion before you go away.
Oh, my God, this is complex.
Because you always have to wear your worst clothes before you go on holiday, because you're saving your best ones for holiday.
Yeah, I know, I understand
that. Yeah, you just look like a bit of a mink before you go away.
Do you do this every time before you go away, or is it just specifically for this trip to Australia?
I do tend to do it quite a lot, on my holidays.
I'm going to start practice packing, I think.
No, you aren't, Scott.
I'm probably not.
You really are.
I'd like to have a go.
It's good fun.
It sounds it.
What, putting clothes in a bag and then taking them out again?
Well, yeah, because if you realise that you've got more room left in your bag, you get to take more clothes.
The fun never ends by the sounds of it. Love you!
Love you too.
Bye-bye. What?
Bye.
Well, then, hang on.
No,
because then if there's more space, and then what do? Do you then try and put more clothes in?
Yeah, better
clothes. The more clothes you can take, the better.
Shepherds, we're never going to understand this. We could be
here till... Should we give up now?
We could be here till
half five. On a long-haul flight, you've got, 40 kilos to play with, so it gets even better.
Oh, my gosh, you didn't think about the kilos.
Not even talking about the hand luggage yet.
Do you know what's another handy wee trick? Is if you put your shoes in your hand luggage. Put your shoes in your hand luggage, because then that doesn't weigh down your luggage that gets weighed.
That is an amazing idea! That is a brilliant idea.
But surely then your hand luggage is really heavy.
But that doesn't get weighed.
Oh, my God. You've thought a lot about this.
Not the fact that your shoes are so heavy, you have to think about where to put them in your bag.
Do you just have several pairs of clogs?
Laura.
You have to have a colour of...
I know.
You have to have a colour of flip-flop.
I can't take it anymore! It's doing my head in, Laura.
I'm so glad I'm a boy.
I am sometimes. Love you, though.
Love you, too.
Bye-bye.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Right, you know on X Factor. Have you been watching it, Chops, at all?
Do you know, I I only really watched this weekend on Saturday and Sunday. I haven't really particularly liked the way they've done the auditions this year.
No.
Or anything like that, or boot camps. I didn't really watch that. I just watched Saturday and Sunday.
And it is on all
brilliant.
It's on all the time, you know? Yeah. I mean, it's like, if there's nothing else on, you can always rely on ITV2. It's always on. Hmm. Even when it's been on like, over the weekend, it's still on, like, on a random Monday or Tuesday. Hmm. Anyway, so I was watching some of it again, because there wasn't anything on. And it still gets me every time. I hate to admit it. And I know they're playing with my emotions, but I tell you why. Why it gets me.
Why?
And this is the same for everyone else. It's the music they use. Mm. Okay? If there was no music on that, it wouldn't be half as touching, I don't think. It's just the way they put it together. Right, okay, let's do an experiment now, okay?
Yeah.
Just listen to this. I'm about to play you from X Factor. Okay? Apart from if you're driving, close your eyes and see if the way they put this together with the music and the people talking, when they all combine, even though you know what's going to happen, let's see if the arms go... the little hairs go up on your arms or on the right. back of your neck, okay? Because that's what I get every time. And let's try it.
It took me so long to get people to believe in me. I just want this chance.
I'm going to put you through to the final three. If I like
you. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. If I just
like you. See, the hairs have gone up now on my arms.
I believe. You have to believe.
What? Not Becky? On Becky's there. I've never looked Becky.
I've never seen Becky
look less impressed in all my life.
I don't watch it. It's because I hate being manipulated by that sort of thing.
Right.
So and I don't like the fact. No, I have to stand like that so it doesn't affect me, and I will fight it till the end, and I will not watch it.
I hate being manipulated by Snow Patrol.
I hate it. I don't think they should be able to do that to me, so I just have to be angry
but
to
they
stop
can.
It.
And
I'm not even going to admit that they can. So it just riles me.
But when you had your arms folded there and that scowl on your face, did the little hairs go up on your arms a little bit?
No, because...
Oh, no, they didn't.
And even if they did, I wouldn't say.
OK, try this one.
It was really hard to make the decisions overnight. What I can definitely say about you is that you have the most unique talent. And you're not going through. I'm so sorry. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Turn around
and see me. See?
Going through, I'm so sorry.
So many reasons why. See, hairs up on my neck, says that text. Oh my God, that's true. Mm. Hannah laughed.
Mm. That one did it less for me because I have a problem with people who say most unique.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, it's either unique or it isn't.
What, so when they
said... That's my big bugbear.
When they said most unique, they just went,
oh, I was fuming at the telly. I said, Danny, you can't say that.
Try
I just
unique.
Have to tell you now. You're one of my...
See, it works every time. Try this.
You're going through.
Someone says, oh my God, on that last one, my head shivered. You see?
Head shivered. Well, their whole head shivered.
You know, like you get that thing. That. You get that sometimes?
No, I don't think I've ever had my whole head shiver.
I get that. Like,
unless it's cold.
Back to your next thing. No. See, so I'm thinking that I've now put these instrumental tracks on my MP3 player so that I can listen to them all the times, because now I can't actually feel proper emotion without this
really?
Music. Well, no, because...
This was the wedding you had when you asked me to marry you.
That's right.
The music.
I just feel numb now without the music from X Factor. I just don't feel that I can feel any kind of emotion.
It's really bad because you know it's coming as well with a big...
Yeah, okay, but I'm about to feel emotion round about now. Ah! You see? So I've got all these on my MP3 now, just so I can have happy and sad moments whenever I want.
Oh, well.
I've even got this one. When there's a star, one look inside yourself, and like your oldest friend, Do you want me to show you how I would use this one?
I would love to know how, when you're walking along listening to your MP3 player, how this would work.
Okay, so I've just left my house, all right? I'm walking out the door, okay? And then I'm like, oh, no, I've left my keys inside. I've locked myself out. That's how I do it. Why don't you have a go? Think of a bad situation that you could find yourself in and try it.
Really?
Yeah, try it. You can load these on yours tonight.
This is the third round in succession of being in the pub with Scott that I've got to go and buy the drinks. When there's
a See? Works every time. Joanne in Cumbria. Work for her. She says, the hairs on my legs went up. Must shave them at some point. Thanks, Joanne, for that. Leo from Inverness has just got the head shake. Feels like he's cold now because he's just shaking like a leaf with pure emotion. Please stop playing the Snow Patrol. I know.
What, from the story about you leaving your keys in your house?
I think that's what did it, yeah.
His whole head started shaking.
Yeah. Dale in Aberdeen had the hairs up on his neck. Happened to him. Oh, my God, it works. I've never noticed that before. Amazing, says Anna. I just think they should introduce that emotional music into more TV shows because I think it would make us feel more emotion to them. There's a few people that didn't get anything, no flinching, no head shakes, no kind of...
Like Becky.
No hairs at all, but that's because they're dead inside, frankly.
Is that you saying that, or is that what people are saying? I don't think Becky's dead inside, are you?
No emotion. If you can't get moved by that, then what's going
She's
on?
She's giggling away at the back, so I think...
And they should just put that music on more TV shows. For instance, let's see if this works for you, OK? To make it a bit more emotional.
10 points for this. First noted by the OED in 1756, but often said to have been coined in 1688 by Johannes Hofer from the Greek words for return to native land and pain. What word means...
St. Andrew's Hall.
Nostalgia?
Nostalgia is right, yes.
Just lay here. A certain beef up university challenge, wouldn't it?
I actually got more goosebumps for the university challenge than I did for X Factor.
Well, there we are. See, it works, clearly. Get that on.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, every time something good or bad happens in my life from now on, I am going to use these songs to aid me feel emotion, just to add to the drama in life. Mm. I never have enough drama.
I was going to say, you don't need any more, do you?
No, but I've got X Factor syndrome. I can't feel emotion now without having these songs on. Right, so imagine, okay?
Yeah.
Me and you are in the pub together. Hey, chappers.
Yes?
Would you like a drink?
As I get up off my chair, yes, please.
Right. I'll buy you a pint, yes? A pint. What would you like?
A pint would be very nice, thanks.
Okay. Oh, hang on. Oh, no, I think I've forgotten my wallet. I don't think I've got any money.
Right.
Sorry. Can you get
them?
So
shall I get them this time?
Oh! Hang on. I've just found a £5 note in my pocket. You can have a drink. Oh, my God! I bet you're so happy. I'm going to actually buy you a drink. Actually, it's only five. That's not going to cover it, really, is it? Do you want a half?
I'll have a half.
Yeah, right.
Wow. I'm actually in tears.
Okay.
And my head is now shaking.
Yeah, you see? It works every time.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, if you're maybe kind of seeing out the last of the day at work at the moment, you're maybe a little bit bored, trying to look busy because the boss is, like, hanging around, and you want to look busy till you finish... do what we've been doing today and do some of these Google searches because it's quite good fun. You know how, if you go to the Google homepage now, right, okay, unless you're driving, obviously, you must do that. But if you're near a computer, go to the Google homepage. And you know when you type in something, it'll automatically come up with other things, won't it? It suggests
yeah.
things that other people have searched for in the past.
As you put each letter in.
That's right. So, for instance, if I put in, not that I would ever do this because I've... Never feel the need to Google myself. Have you? You never do
what,
that, do
you? Google you?
No, I...
Yeah, quite frequently, actually.
No, you?
No, it's far too depressing.
Oh, is it? Oh. Okay, so if I Google myself now, Scott Mills, and it comes up Scott Mills the Musical, Scott Mills Becky, Scott Mills Radio 1, Record of the Week, Podcast, and astonishingly, 38,300 results for Scott Mills Denim.
Now, will that only be since last week and your denim hot pants situation?
No, I really don't think that's what urged people to search for Scott Mills denim. I think it was probably when we were talking about double denim a while back. And the denim trouser and denim top combo, which I thought until recently was wrong. But then apparently it's bang on trend, according to Timmy Trendy, my friend. It's all right to have double denim now.
Right, but like the fourth entry on that, or the images results for Scott Mills denim are like some legs in a denim skirt.
Oh, no. Well, maybe it is then, in which case a lot of people would be very disappointed. 38,300 of them, to be honest.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, if you're on Google now, you should have got the homepage up by now. Try this one, chappers, okay?
Yeah.
Try this in the office, or if you're just bored doing homework or whatever, put this in, okay? Lady Gaga is.
Lady Gaga is?
Just put Lady Gaga is in now.
Okay.
It's a fun game.
Whoa.
I know, a lot of those, aren't there? Podcast. It's quite fun, this. It's just a Google game. Loads of people have typed in Lady Gaga is. If you now, chappers, and everyone who's by computer, could type in what are.
What are. Right. Oh. Yeah. Do you want me to read the yeah.
Some what? Of them.
Top is what are the symptoms of swine flu? What are the seven wonders of the world? What are carbohydrates? And sandwiched in there, what are these strawberries doing on my nipples? I need them for the fruit salad.
Now check how many results that's got.
7,340.
Who are these people typing that in? If you know any more, then let me know on 81199. Hours of fun for the whole family. Well, maybe not the whole family. Radio
1. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
And now this.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Come on, it's all about playing along today, isn't it? And getting involved. Text me with your scores, please.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Something else to distract you from your homework or just generally to make the journey home a little bit more fun. It is Tuesday's Oh, What's Occurring, starting now.
Oh, what's occurring?
Who do you think is the cleverest person in the world?
Go on, Becky.
Judith Kapiloff Eggheads.
Now,
are you laughing? It blatantly is.
I think it's Ace. No, I think the sort of bigger, fatter, hairy bloke on the end of Eggheads is cleverer than she is.
Really?
It's definitely someone off Eggheads, though.
Because Daphne and the camp one get away with it a bit, I think.
Mm.
I think
they're blagging it.
I think they're blagging it a little bit.
But Keppel won Millionaire as well, though. What's the hairy
one? Yeah, but didn't he win Mastermind?
Oh, did he?
I think so, yeah.
No. Oh. So, one of them.
So
I would say Keppel.
Would you? Yeah.
She's definitely, yeah.
But Mastermind's harder to win than Millionaire.
Yeah, definitely.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, tell me. Yeah, tell us about it. Yeah.
Yeah, did that. Anyway.
Who do you think it is?
I would say Keppel, definitely. Yeah. It's definitely one of the eggheads. Anyway. Do you think they appreciate intelligence on Stupid Street?
No.
Well, I went on to Stupid Street earlier and asked them that very same question I just asked you. Who is the cleverest person in the world? I didn't. We did.
Right.
We did. We did. I did.
We did.
Yeah. Right. I went every other day this week. Yesterday.
A representative.
One day.
A representative of the show.
Esme, the lovely Esme. Yeah. I went and asked them that. Who's the cleverest person in the world? What was the most popular answer?
Well, they normally say Britney Spears for everything, but I don't think they will. So I'm going to say, I reckon they might say Trevor McDonald.
Good answer.
I think they'll go for a newsreader. But it'd be either him or Fiona Bruce.
I think it's a cross between Bill Gates or J.K. Rowling. So I'm going to go with J.K. Rowling.
The cleverest person in the world.
Yeah.
She writes books and everything.
She's made lots of money from it.
Yeah, fair play to her. Let's find out.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Here we are then, having a little walk down Stupid Street and asking them who's the cleverest person in the world.
Who do you think is the cleverest person in the whole world?
That's a tough question.
Was it? What's the question? Intelligentest.
Is it like, yeah, he's the smartest.
I don't know. Do you know someone? Yeah, I think it's, do you know Shakira?
Shakira?
Yeah, she's very intelligent.
Who do you think is the smartest person in the world?
Stephen Hawking.
Yeah, why do you like Stephen?
I don't like him, he's just smart.
Why do you think he's the smartest?
He just is.
Just is, all right.
I'm just going to say Stephen Hawking.
Stephen Hawking?
I don't even know who that is.
Simon Cowell.
Carol Bordereau.
What?
Maths!
Oh, yeah.
Who do you think is the cleverest person in the world?
Cleverest? J.K. Rowling, probably. You know, Harry Potter, the way that she's thought of it. Like, it's not only just in the first book, but it goes on to, like, the seventh book. I think she's so clever to do that.
Albert Einstein, I guess?
I think Janet Street Porter.
Who do you think is the smartest person in the world?
I say Alan Sugar. It takes a bit of brains to do that.
Sir Alan.
Yeah?
He's wicked, yeah. I don't know, like, the things that he comes out with, you wouldn't think that yourself, and then he'll come out with anything. Yeah, that's so true. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, Stephen Hawking.
No, that guy, no.
Who do you think is the cleverest person in the whole world?
I don't know, I suppose Jay-Z, if you think about it, because all his lyrics and stuff, he's doing well. He's got Beyonce as well, he's doing well.
Fair play.
Who do you think is the cleverest person in the whole world?
I think God is.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say
that's
God.
That's true, you know.
God is the smartest.
I changed my answer.
So everyone who's on Earth, apart from God, who's it going to be?
My mum.
Yeah, she talks real good stuff.
Wow. Was that between God and their mum?
It was actually, yeah.
Yeah.
It was.
So, but the final vote was what, Stephen Hawking or Alan Sugar?
But it's between Stephen Hawking and Shakira.
Oh, right. So, I've never seen Becky more excited.
At, JK
however, please can we give Becky a point because
yes,
it was in there. So
I can't believe they did.
So it's in there. So well done.
Oh, what's the critic?
I do like this man.
Was it? What's the question? Intelligentness.
well done. Intelligent. Do you know what? On the taste, you kind of expect to get abuse for certain things that you say and stuff, but I never ever thought that there would be quite the amount of abuse aimed at all of us for suggesting that Judith Keppel or the hairy bloke on the end might be the cleverest egghead. Apparently Kevin is the cleverest egghead.
Sorry, Kev.
Because he won the World Quiz Championship twice.
Well, me bad. I'm
I
so
apologise for being an idiot, stupid,
God,
everything
stupid.
Else, plonker.
All the other things you can't say.
We need Ed in Cardiff. Kevin off Eggheads, obviously. God, guys, you need to get out more.
Okay. Also, can we find out what this lady is saying after the Carol Vorderman bit?
Carol Vorderman.
What?
Mouse.
Are they saying...
No, maths.
Oh, okay. So. Mouse. Next one. You know Vern Troyer? He's off of Mini-Me. He was in yesterday. I really like him. He's a really nice man. But yesterday, he wasn't the most open, was he? He wasn't giving that much away when I did the interview with him yesterday. Really.
Yeah.
I love him, I do, but he just wasn't... I don't know.
It wasn't the most free-flowing of interviews.
No. The question I'm going to ask you now, how many... of the questions I asked, do you think Vern Troyer answered with just one word?
Well, you did ask him some quite strange questions, like, do you know Toby Anstis? And, like, a big American movie star, no offence to Tobes, but is probably not going to say yes, is he?
That wasn't a... Why is that a stupid question?
Well, he's come over to talk about the Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus, and one of the first things you ask him is, does he know Sash? No. Does he know Toby Anstis? No. It's quite closed questioning.
Yeah, very... Yeah, because you're only giving him the opportunity to say yes or no, which isn't great, isn't
it? Oh,
so
good?
It's my fault,
yes.
Is it?
Well.
It's my fault now.
Hello, Vern. Hello.
Hi, Vern.
Yeah. Have you seen Come Die With Me? No.
No.
You are no Parky.
Oh, no, I know. I never am. Anyway, he just wasn't very chatty. Right, how many of the questions I asked do you
all
think he
them.
Answered with one word? Give me a figure here.
Oh, 22.
32. Becky?
I don't know. It's quite a lot. 30?
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's little Vern Troyer yesterday and his one-word answers. Vern Troyer's here, hello.
Yo.
You all right?
Good.
Got you a little bit late, Vern.
Traffic.
Now, last time we saw you, you came in and you're about to go and do some student gigs.
Yeah.
Who else was on the bill? Do you know? Cheeky Girls?
Sure.
Tony off of Liberty X?
No.
Toby Anstis?
No.
No. Sash?
No.
And Lee Latchford Evans off of Steps?
No.
No, none of those? Did you have fun making the film?
Yeah, it was a blast.
Okay. Could you explain it to Becky in maybe two sentences?
No.
And Heath Ledger's in the film, isn't he?
Yes.
What was it like working with Heath Ledger?
Amazing.
What character do you play?
Percy.
Have you ever seen a TV show called Come Dine With Me?
No.
You said you can't cook.
No.
What can you do? Because I can't either, it's fine.
Toast.
But you're definitely up for it.
Definitely.
I don't think you're going to win.
Probably not.
So do you go to the Playboy Mansion a lot?
Quite a bit.
How many times a year?
Maybe two or three times a year.
What's it like?
It's cool.
Fern, thank you very much for coming in today.
No, thank you.
The one that doesn't speak tells you how many times it was. You misheard him by quite a lot.
70? Wasn't that bad.
To be fair to you, you did ask a couple in there that weren't closed questions.
No.
Like, what's it like at the Playboy Mansion?
It's cool.
That was a good question. Yeah. Just badly answered.
Yeah. So, Chappers gets that point. One all.
Oh! What's occurring?
That was the whole interview, wasn't it?
Pretty much.
I mean, it was just played out again.
You know Matt Fincham off the Chris Moyle show?
Yes.
He needs somewhere to live at the moment. I think he may have been thrown out of his house.
He does, God.
He does, he really does. So he's spending most of his time on his mobile to estate agents whilst at work, isn't he,
yes,
Becky?
Yes, he is. And I have to sit next to him and it's so annoying.
Why annoying?
I just want to give him my own house and move out just so that he stops having to call estate agents.
Okay.
He's obviously doing his work as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's a time-consuming thing.
In his screen breaks, he's calling estate agents.
Yeah. Now, earlier on, Chopper, Becky posed as an estate agent and called him up, because they've been calling him all week, so surely he wouldn't notice. My question to you, how long could you keep Matt on the phone for pretending to be an estate agent?
Okay.
Now, you'd think that Becky has an advantage on this, but remember, she never... managed to remember how long.
I don't think I've ever lost a question that Becky has actually been involved in and recorded herself. So, how long did she keep it on the phone for?
Yeah.
A minute.
Becky.
It certainly felt longer than that. 2 minutes.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Becky, and she's being today one of the many estate agents that's calling Matt Fincham right now.
Hello?
Matt.
Hello?
Matt, it's Goodwill Hunting from in Clapham.
It's who, sorry?
It's Will from in Clapham, the estate agents. I've got something you'll be interested in. It's just
really?
Come on the market today, yes.
What is it?
It's a very bijou apartmentette. It's a four-bedroom size house in a very well sought-after area in Clapham.
Who did you say you work for again?
Will.
Okay.
The only problem, Matt, which I've got to warn you about, is the dog.
The dog?
Yes, it's in a conservation area in Clapham. It's very sought after, and unfortunately the dog has to stay. But you haven't got any allergies or anything, have you? You didn't write that on the form. The previous tenant was Tinchy Striper.
Pardon?
I'm sorry, Mr. Fenton. How do you spell your surname again? Is it...
It's...
Go on.
It's F-I-N-C-H-A-M for Matt.
Oh, I've got Fenton. Did you say F for flange or S for supermarket own brand?
It's... F Foxtrot.
I've had enough of the phonetic alphabet. Can you just give me your credit card details and PIN so we can go ahead with the rental?
Sure.
It's a big long number across the front.
I think the voice changer went up and down and up and down. That went wrong.
Can't control it. It
doesn't normally, it just stays at one level.
It kind of put me off a
bit.
Oh, is he related to Timmy Trendy? Is he like his cousin?
Sounds similar. Previous tenor was Tinchy Striper.
Oh, I wish the emergency services would adopt that phonetic alphabet.
Oh, bless Matt. I hope he finds a house soon. It was actually 1:42, so Becky wins today's...
Oh, no.
What's occurring? What a chance of that. Let me know how you did on 81199. Thanks.
Oh.
This is our amazing record of the week.
I need to fill off my chair.
Is that what it's called?
Well.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1
Podcasts. Podcast. I was talking to my flatmate last night. This doesn't happen very often after you've lived with each other as long as we have.
Really? Do you just kind of... Are you ships that pass in the night?
No, we just had a chat, you know. It doesn't happen that often. Now, I remember a while ago, he was on a work trip. He had to go to this conference in New York, okay?
Right for some, though, isn't it?
Well, I know. He hasn't been back since, but it was just one time he went...
Right.
And he met this girl while he was there. I think it was at the conference he met her. She was working for another similar company, okay?
Is he going to want you to tell this story?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
I think. And he loved it so much because it was like a movie. It was like he was in his own rom-com.
Okay.
And he's always wanted to be in a movie. So, I mean, he met this girl, you know, they're just laughing and joking with each other, you know, staring at each other a lot over a cappuccino, going for walks in Central Park and stuff, mm-hmm. you know, like just kicking the leaves a bit. There's normally, in the rom-com, there's normally a frolic in the woods whilst laughing a lot, isn't there, yeah. at some point?
Some cute dog will bound along.
There's some
at
dog
some point,
normally, yeah. And then they normally go ice skating, don't they,
yes.
at some point. And... I've noticed, not that I've seen a lot of rom-coms, often I notice there's a horse-drawn carriage normally around Central Park, isn't there?
Yeah, with them setting it with rugs over their knees.
That's it. It was all that. It was like my flatmate's very own romantic comedy. He loved it so much. Wet, Wet, Wet was just playing in the background. I feel it
in my fingers. Don't Wet, 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 Wet playing English rom-com.
Oh, it doesn't matter. It's the same.
All right, okay.
He was in his own rom-com anyway, and he was in New York, okay? So he likes this girl a lot. They have, you know, it's only about 3 or 4 days, but they have a great time. It's just like, they were just like Jennifer Aniston and whoever she's in the film with this time.
Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson. Who else?
That Vince bloke.
Vince Vaughn.
Yeah.
He was all of those.
David Schwimmer.
He was, yeah.
Gerard Butler, your friend?
Yeah, Gerard Butler. All of those. And she was Jennifer Aniston, okay?
Okay.
Then... she wanted to come over here to visit him so that the rom-com could continue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So she is kind of asking about dates and he's like, yeah, come over on this time. Blah, blah, blah. This is a while ago now. And he didn't tell me this at the time, but he told me last night that before she came over from America, bear in mind, this girl is 26, okay?
Yeah.
He had to write a letter asking permission from her dad.
Oh.
I know it's quite sweet, but I thought that was like off of Jane Austen. People do that anymore? Where you have to ask for permission. Like, and she wouldn't come over until he'd sent the letter. Like, she forced my flatmate to send the letter to her dad, saying who he was and how they met and his intentions.
His intentions?
Mm-hmm.
I hope he didn't put that in the letter. he wouldn't have let her out.
And... also, obviously, you know, it's address and phone number in case they needed to get hold of him during her stay. I just think it's all a bit... Dear Mr. Darcy, do you know what I mean? I would simply love your daughter's hand in marriage. It's all a bit old school, is it not?
No, I think it's really sweet and it's a good safety thing. You don't just want to go in to meet some nutter, do you? Not saying that your housemate is a nutter, but do you know what I mean?
Well, no, but they'd already had quite a nice time together in New York. It was clear by this point.
Paris don't, and that was on her turf.
That's fair enough.
You know, okay. And bearing in mind he lives with you, I think
he's coming
she
to stay
really
in your flat.
Yeah, he really ought to put her dad's mind at rest.
I saw it was a bit strange asking for permission. Radio 1 Podcast. Right,
having told you're not happy about this, are you? You've just realised something.
Having told this story, I've now realised that in this situation, I am in fact Reese Iffens, aren't I?
Have you appeared at your front door in just your underpants?
No. Not at this stage.
With the paparazzi outside.
Does it make me Reese Iffens?
Yes.
Good. So there we are. My flatmate's like there. He's got his own rom-com going on in New York. He loves it. And then asked the... this is a couple of years ago.
Right.
Asked the girl to come over. And her dad says, yeah, well, you've got to write me a letter first and say what your intentions are, who you are, and why you want to know my daughter. And she was 26.
P.S. Don't worry about my flatmate and his one leather glove.
Do you think that's what it is? Hmm. Also, like, Gaz has just made a good point on the text. I didn't write a letter to your dad to ask if I could be engaged to you, did I?
Did you not?
Am I supposed to?
Yeah, I think mm-hmm. it's tradition. You're meant to ask him before you ask yeah. me. Oh, that was a bit of a spur of the moment thing, wasn't it?
Well, it was a bit, but, you know, that's me, Becky. Hey, spontaneous.
Yeah, that's right.
So, everyone's saying, well, what's the next part of the story? Because I'm quite enjoying, like, you know, the rom-com that is your flatmate's life. He's right there in his own romantic comedy.
It's amazing how you can speak right to my heart.
Well, listeners, what happened next was the dad said, yes. Yes, it's fine. For some reason, I trust you. It's all fine. My daughter, my 26-year-old daughter, can come and stay with you in London for a week.
Try as I may, I can never explain.
Are you going to keep telling this story to try and hit the really romantic bit in the song?
Here comes what happens next, listeners. In the rom-com.
The smile on your face lets me know that you need me.
She was here for 2 days. He decided that he didn't really like her that much, to be honest.
Oh.
And then she was stuck with him for a whole week. And that's the end of the romantic comedy. Not as I'd hoped.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.